Broadcasting? What?
You're literally broadcasting right now.
All right, welcome YouTube.
Hey, so.
Twitch, I mean, welcome Twitch.
Guys, I got a question, yeah, please.
Yeah. Welcome inferior.
What's funnier, Dogecoin or Bitcoin?
Dogecoin.
Okay.
All right, so welcome to Neoncast numero cinco.
That means five, I think.
It does?
No. No, it means.
Can you say that in English, please?
I think it's streaming right now, even though it literally popped up saying that I can't broadcast, and then. It
but you can, because you broadcast me, so. In this game before, Derek.
Guys, I got a question
for
you.
I know, but. Yeah, it is up. Okay. Yeah.
I got a question for y'all. So, you know that video of the guy who got his haircut and, like, he starts dancing?
Yes, that ginger guy.
Yeah.
I love video. That guy. Me too.
I didn't.
That guy's really funny.
What about
really
that
funny.
Video?
I just wanted to ask that because I'm saying it.
Okay.
So funny.
I don't blame. You know what? I don't blame.
Yeah.
You want to tell us what we're doing?
What the dog
we're doing?
Doing
a lot of things today.
What the dog doing?
On cast. I think a good way to start off a Neoncast is a good old questions of the day.
Okay. I have a question. I have a question.
Yeah.
What's a dog doing?
We heard you the first two times.
Yeah, but like, what's a dog doing? You guys didn't answer.
Indeed, what's a dog doing? Indeed.
You know, that's actually a rhetorical question, so.
Yeah, what's the dog
I'll
doing?
I'll leave it up to you.
Okay.
Well,
so,
my dog,
Logan,
he's laying on my bed right now.
Well, then.
You want to ask us both?
Oh,
And you can answer it too. Like your own question.
What? Yeah, where's the one place you wanted to go when you grew up? Like just travel to.
What'd you say?
What is one place you want to travel to? Anywhere. No budget.
Anywhere. No baloney.
No baloney.
Funny
okay,
stuff.
Baloney, anywhere.
I thought you were gonna say England.
Like, hold the mayonnaise. I wanna go to a gas station one time.
Okay. Okay. Where you wanna go?
Probably say definitely like I feel like the Caribbean would be cool, you know.
I doubt it.
I feel you.
With the dolphins, you know?
Are there dolphins in the Caribbean?
I don't know.
Definitely. What do you mean? Are there dolphins? Yeah.
I think they have a limit. Like they won't touch the Caribbean.
What's the population of dolphins in the Caribbean?
Zero. All right, none.
What, they like swim up to the Caribbean and they just don't want to go in, Logan? Is that
yeah. There's like a line. You know the Bermuda Triangle, right? There's a line like in the middle of that. We're going down.
Oh.
That prohibits, dolphins. You didn't know that?
I doubt it.
It's called the No Dolphins Allowed at the Caribbean line.
That is a long ass
name.
That is a really long name.
Alright, so where do you want to go?
I would want to go to, like, Hawaii or somewhere tropical, you know.
Funny. Somewhere comical.
Or somewhere funny. A Kevin Hart show. Did you say a choir?
I said Hawaii would be amazing.
Oh, they said a choir would be amazing. Okay. D-Man, yeah. You wanna go?
Probably like Texas, I guess. Cause I wanna be a cowboy.
Texas?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my god.
Nah, probably like the ocean or something. That would be cool.
Just in the middle of the ocean.
The ocean.
Yeah. I wanna go to the Red Sea.
That's a sea, that's not an ocean.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's not an ocean.
Just pulling my leg there, or...
Yeah, you were just getting pranked, that's all.
Okay. Wait, where
did he go? Shoot, I found him!
Of all the places, the Red
Don't
Sea.
Go to the Red Sea.
What a horrible place to go.
What, you're telling me you don't want to go to the Red Sea?
Like, Moses is part of this, baby.
The Red Sea is literally out in the middle of nowhere. Like, what?
Yeah, that's the point.
Hey, you might offend our Red Sea fans.
Yeah, Derek, are you not a fan of the Red Sea? Cancelled.
Cancelled.
Yup.
Cancelled for not liking the Red Sea.
Yup.
Dang that it.
The Red Sea just seems funny, that's why I want to go there.
Oh, okay.
Comedy. Comedy points, you know what I'm saying?
You were getting quite a lot of comedy points.
Wait, we didn't ask Diesel. Diesel, where do you want to go?
He probably wants to go to, like, a pet store.
Nah, I think... Based off the look he's giving me, I think he wants to go to California. Why? Couldn't tell you. But he wants to go there.
Anyway. They have good. They have really big trees there, I know that.
Do you like trees, Diesel? Be honest.
What did you say?
I'll take that look as a yes.
Okay. D-Man, it's your turn for a question.
Alright. The Red Sea.
Okay. Alright.
Sorry.
What's your favorite fact about the Red Sea?
You're not the D-Man. You're not D-Man.
Okay. See, both our names start with D, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, if I was speaking to you, I'd be like Daniel or Danny. If I was talking to Derek, I'd be like D-Man.
Or Derek.
You that before,
so yeah, you've like, never said that outside of this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay,
man.
So, my question. Let's say you could only eat one food. Not like your favorite
watermelon,
food, but like just the one food you eat.
I don't know why that was so funny.
Like, you have to survive on this food story.
Watermelon.
What? What are you using for?
You had some horrible answers.
I know.
First the Red Sea.
Your answers are the definition of mediocrity. Watermelon?
Yes.
He didn't even finish the question.
I know.
Surviving on solely water. Definitely not enough, nutrients to survive.
I think he would die like the first week.
Okay, no, I'd probably.
Quick.
Oh no.
You can drink anything you want.
I would.
You just can't.
That's a hard choice.
Yeah, that is a really hard choice.
Like all my life, I can only eat one food.
Yeah. Okay, how about this? We'll make it easier. Something, like, broad. Like, you don't have to say, like, BLT sandwich. You can just say, like, burger, you know?
Burger.
Or, like, pasta.
Linguine? Can I say linguine?
can I specify I only would like to have ramen noodles?
No.
Ramen noodles? Oh, you yeah. Die so quickly.
I would pick...
No, take heads of cabbage.
I'd take... Okay, anyways. I'd probably take, like... Whoa! They're buckaroo.
Nah, but, like, I'd probably take burgers, like, actually.
Yeah. I hate you so much. You took my kill, bruh.
Sorry, I was just shooting.
And then you made me die with him around. Anywho.
Lights.
Sorry, I just had to...
Oh shit, hold my I'm dead as fuck.
Damn it.
I'm sorry, guys.
So, burger?
Burger.
I'd probably say, like, some sort of pasta.
I would go with pasta as well. I think pasta is a really good choice.
Pasta's a good choice.
Yeah.
Top 10 pasta.
Chicken salad. Salad can be pretty broad, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who's gonna stop you from having a lasagna salad?
For real.
Like a taco salad.
What does that even mean? It's a lasagna salad.
Lasagna, but you put like two pieces of lettuce in it.
Wait, no, you do your question first and then I'll get to it, alright? D-Man.
No, he's Danny. Just call him Danny. You never ever called him D-Man, ever.
Okay, so you want me to do a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so like, if you had to like choose only three games to play for the rest of your life, what would they be?
Not like GTA. You have to say like.
Like which GTA? Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Right.
That's pretty rough.
Yeah, it's pretty rough, because, like, you'd, like, want to think of one that, like, you wouldn't get bored of easily, or, like, one that takes a while to beat.
Like, for example, like, Ocarina of Time, like, Legend of Zelda, that's a good game, but, like, you can only play that so many times, you know?
Yeah, you can only play it so many times before it gets mind-numbing.
And it...
See, like, be a- that's why you gotta, like, think of it, like, you can't just go ahead and pick your favorite games, you gotta think of, like, how long it'll take to beat it, and how replayable it is.
I would say GTA 5.
Like this one's a given. Minecraft. I feel like.
Yeah, I would say Minecraft
is gonna have to stick. And I would also go GTA 5.
Yeah, GTA 5, Minecraft, and
Half-Life.
Half-Life, really?
Yeah. Like, there's a lot you can do with Half-Life.
I don't know. I think you mean G's mod. Gosh, this is hard.
Yeah, I'm gonna say G mod, Minecraft, if not Half-Life.
And I want to say a Call of Duty because I feel like lately the Call of Duties have been like they only been popular for like a month.
Yeah.
Call of Duty's are kind of terrible.
Dang, this is hard. I would say Rainbow.
Yeah.
GTA 5, Minecraft, and Rainbow.
Yeah, I would say.
Like, CSGO, but I don't know.
I would say like GTA 5, Minecraft, and probably something like Pokemon Diamond or something.
Pokemon Black too.
Yeah. Pokemon Snap.
My DS right now.
Yeah. I would say like, or well, okay, I'd pick Platinum, but like Pokemon Platinum or something. That's just like a personal thing. Like, I feel like there's so many Pokemon games I could just play through forever and never get bored.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Gmod, Minecraft. Pictochat.
Like on the DS.
Pictochat.
No. I really don't know what the last one is.
The last one's hard.
I feel like for Derek, another one would be like a Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I was thinking Smash.
I was thinking that. But, I don't know, the rest of my life?
What happens if, like, someone, like, wanted to play a multiplayer game with you? Are you allowed to do that?
Well, we could do, like, different categories or something. Like, one where you, like, can't...
I say, like,
okay,
you can only play those
single
three
player
games.
Game. One multiplayer game and one
co-op game.
Battle Royale game, co-op game. What are some good co-op games?
None.
Liar.
Ratchet and Clank.
Ratchet and Clank used to be my that used to be my game back in the day.
I'm gonna be honest, I've never played anything by the Ratchet and Clank.
Dude, Ratchet and Clank used to be my game. Like, especially on the PS2. Dude, there was like this dope one. Dude, that went off. I gotta look it up now. I'm gonna buy it.
I don't know what it was, but there's this one game. Danny remembers it. It's on the PS2. It was like...
ATV.
Oh my god. Yeah! That Wait, game!
What was it?
I went off on that game.
There was like a series on the PS2, I remember exactly. It was called ATV, and we had this one where you like had a ball on the back of your four-wheeler, and then it was like kind of like capture the flag, like you had to hold it and like run away from other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to play it all the time, and it was so fun, dude.
Yeah, that game was good.
Yeah.
I found that Ratchet and Clank game.
Or how about this? Mobile game. What are some good underrated mobile games? I feel like mobile games never get any love. I mean, for good reason. They're mobile.
48.
Dude, that game went hard. Dude, oh, remember a Smashy Road? Oh.
Smashy Road, that used to go.
Remember,
Hill Climb Racing?
Okay, I played the hell out of Hill Climb Racing, dude.
Derek, I remember, it was like the summer before we started school, before we, like, both started school, right? Like, you started kindergarten, I started preschool, or something like that. We were sitting on our iPods, in a corner, yeah, with the chargers on, just playing Hill Climb Racing. I remember, we were just sit there and play it, and I always remember, we used to take this one truck that had like, and we put it on the moon map, and we would get like a shit ton of money from it, because it'd just be like, floating in the air half the time.
It's like money glitch infinite.
Yeah, and I remember, your sisters would be like, guys, you guys can like, go play outside on a swing set or something, we're like, no. We're good.
Like a buddy, I'm playing Hill Climb.
That's very weird how you remember that.
Yeah.
No, I remember it too, dude. Oh, that was the shit.
Yeah.
Super weird.
You know what other game I remember? I don't know if y'all remember this one too. We played like all of these games together. But there's this one game called like something like Trigger Fist or something.
Yes, dude, with the goal.
Dude. Capture the goat. I remember that. Oh my god.
Capture,
dude,
the fucking
that
goat.
Game was...
I remember that.
That was so
I remember
good.
That one.
That was like a third-person shooter game, wasn't it?
That was like one of the few like really good shooter games on mobile. I don't know why.
Yeah, that was actually a lot. I remember playing that.
Like the weapon balance was like on point.
Yeah.
It's kind of in COD, dude. I'd rather play that than COD.
Yeah. Like I'd literally rather play that than Cold War. Oh my.
Like...
Dude, I remember that game. That was goated.
There's another one. I forget what it was called, but it was another good one. Like,
oh shoot.
It wasn't as good though. It was another like third-person shooter.
It was third-person. I don't remember too many third-person shooters. I do remember Trick Fist. Yeah, Chain Hunter Dash went by me.
Okay.
Oh, Subway Surfers, dude.
Ooh.
Remember the game, like, you were in, like, an office or something, and you had to toss the papers in the trash can?
Yes! Dude, what was that game called? Toss the paper. Yeah, you would, like, throw it at your boss. Stuff like that. It wasn't Beat the Boss, but there was another game like
that. Yeah, there was also Beat the Boss. That one
yeah, Beat the Boss was fun, too.
Oh, okay. I remember, before I even had, like, a phone or iPod or anything... I used to play on my dad's phone, and I would always play that paper toss game, because I thought that game went off.
It did.
Dude,
yeah,
it
did.
So
yeah,
you, like,
oh, it was called Office Jerk.
Get pissed off.
Office Jerk. That's what it's called. I just looked it up.
Yeah. That was so good. It had, like, wind, and you had to, like, calculate it. Like, geometry.
That's why you're in college math now.
What? I think I threw, like, a phone at him one time, and he fucking, like, swallowed it.
Hole?
Yeah, dude. He swallowed it whole, and then he like played something out of it. I remember that.
Was it Gangnam Style?
Probably.
Voicemail.
Anywho. Okay, you wanna do the next question now?
Alright. So I'm easy to go again since that was Danny's question.
Oh, it's my turn? Yeah. 10 seconds. What's one hobby you would like to, like, learn? If that makes sense.
One hobby I'd like to learn.
For me, probably, like, weird. Guitar.
Guitar.
That'd be good.
UD man.
Cool. I was trying to learn this. I kind of give up, but skateboarding. That'd be cool.
I can't even learn skateboarding.
I don't even know what a hobby I would learn.
I'd get bullied.
All my friends skateboard, and I don't know. Be cool.
Yeah, I'm way too.
I learned like a little bit, but then I kind of just.
I'm way too stereotyped to be a skater boy to it, you know? Yeah. It just would be bad for me.
I would also say
you get memes for all eternity. Well. Yeah. I feel like just like music in general, too.
Yeah. Cause think of like starting like you're at a party and like you see like an instrument, like for example, let's say a clarinet, and you just pick that up and start playing, dude. You know how cool you would be? Like, dude. Yeah.
That's probably why I want to choose guitar. I feel like I already know a lot of instruments. Like, guitar, I'd like to learn it, that'd be cool, but I know how to play piano, saxophone, trumpet.
That's the biggest fuck
nothing
ever.
Nothing brag or anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Homie's humble bragging this instrument.
She just started naming, like, instruments you know to play, I'm like,
know,
okay.
Like, a lot.
Well, you know, I know how to play the piccolo, but backwards.
I feel like guitar is
piccolo, but backwards.
I can play piano with a keyboard, like not just a regular keyboard. I'm talking about a fucking computer keyboard.
Virtual piano.
Cameron, if you're watching, can you clip that headshot I just got, Cameron?
Please. Shout out to Cameron.
Clip it.
Shout out to Cameron.
Shout out Neon Solid or Solid YT.
Shout out the official Solid YT.
Shout out Face Rain.
He didn't do anything. He just
shout out PewDiePie. He's a G.
Shout out my mom. Shout out my dad.
Hey, dad. Can you look at my bulletproof camera real quick, Danny?
Please don't.
Tell me if anybody's coming
down. He's outside camping on like something. I'll try to mark him. Good shot. Dunk shot. He's right there, Logan. He's literally camping on something all the way out there.
Where? Yeah,
don't peek him then.
Oh, I think he got down. I think he got down. Yeah,
look
he got down.
Camera real quick though, Danny. Please.
Yes, I will. Is it on the ground? Yep.
Oh.
Derek, do you want to see what she was camping on? She was literally camping on this, like, spring thing in the middle, right there.
Oh,
literally
yeah,
camping
I know,
on that thing.
I know what you're talking
about. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your question, Dirk?
Hard. What is your? What is like a really really funny memory? There.
Does that to involve us?
No, just in general, just.
Well, I know Derek's.
I know Derek as well. I think.
Mine?
I have a lot of funny stories.
I can't, like.
I'm not really a funny guy, you know?
It doesn't have to be about you, just something.
Well,
you
yeah, I know, but there's, like nothing funny in my life.
Do.
That's funny. My life is pretty sad. I have a depressing life.
Wait, text me what you think. You're like, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I'll type in the chat, in the
group
chat.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you will.
What would mine be, dude?
That's another funny
I think I know one about mine. Think I know about mine. It has to involve Cameron. So I already told you guys, but I never showed it on stream. How my school was, we always had like people played football, okay? Now I always wanted to play football, but Cameron wouldn't want to. So what I did is I just ditched Cameron behind. I was like, hey dude, I don't want to play with you. I gotta go play football. I would just ditch him behind and go play football, and he just run off and do his thing.
Dude, that's not funny. That's mean.
It's just mean.
Looking back on it, it was funny because he was like, okay. And he was all fine with it.
He's like, yeah.
He's but like, I know, like, deep inside that, like, he heard it because I was like, his only friend.
He's emotionally scarred for the rest of his life.
You're his only friend, huh? Well, because it was like his first year going to, school.
Oh my, it's getting worse. Oh my god, it just keeps getting worse and worse.
You want to hear another funny story about Cameron and I?
Yeah, sure.
So my mom, it was like the first week that they moved in. My mom was like, oh, go down there and go make some friends. I was like, I don't want to, because I was like really scared and nervous. I was like, I don't want to. And then like, she made me go down there, so... If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have known Cameron.
The only funny thing that I can really think of is, this one time when I called somebody a fucking, oh my god, first of all, I just got, like, all four of those kills, I'm clipping that. Second of all, the funniest thing I can think of is that, I remember, I was sitting at this class in kindergarten at this table, right? We're just discussing whatever, and I remember, one of my classmates said, like, the teacher loved us or something, and... You know, 5-year-old me was just downright flabbergasted at this. So I go, you're a liar. And then he's like, oh. Everybody was so, like, all their jaws dropped. And I'm like, wait, what? And then he's like, I'm telling. I'm like, no, please. I'm sorry.
You're a liar.
And then my teacher's like, why did you call him a liar? I'm like, because you said you guys you loved us. And she's like, I do. I'm like, oh, okay. Then I went back and sat down. I didn't even apologize to him.
You were like, oh, all right.
Went back and colored.
You're wired. Liars should be like a cuss word in kindergarten.
Like,
oh, I got another funny thing. Right. So it was either 4th or 5th grade. All right. My school... It was conducting a talent show, and me, being the 10-year-old I was, thought that would have been a good idea to sing a Tobuscus song. And the only reason I got in that talent show was because of that Tobuscus song. My teacher thought it was funny. So.
Good job.
Tobuscus song. I envy you for singing.
But no, I was good. He was at that, and a kid came up to me afterwards in the bathroom, and he was like, "Dude, you did pretty good."
You did all right, bud. Good job.
I'll admit, I could never have the bravery to do that.
I did.
I gotta give you credit where credit is due.
I would not even like go speak in front of the class.
Like, but I was
okay, obviously if I had to, I would, but like, I never volunteered.
I would always be that one kid where the teacher's like, haha, I just made eye contact with you guys, so I'm gonna call on you, you know?
I hate that, like, there's like five people around you raising their hand, and then they call on you. Those teachers are snakes. Reason. Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I would just straight up literally raise my hand to answer it. You want to call on me later. I remember that.
Yeah. I hated those teachers that like drawed sticks so that like everybody got a turn.
Oh, I hate that too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hated that.
Oh yeah, and like
okay, D-Man, it's your turn for the funny.
Partners too.
D-Man, it's your turn for the funny. Sorry. Talking to Derek, by the way.
So, recover the diffuser. This isn't really funny. It's more like embarrassing, but I don't know if I've told you this. I think I have, but I don't think I said it on the podcast. Long story short, I said the word masturbate in front of my entire class.
Wait, how old were you? How old were you?
I want to say second, third grade. Around that time. Oh, shit. So, yeah, I was pretty damn young. And the teacher just downright flabbergasted.
Did your teacher tell your parents?
No.
That's an OG. That's a good teacher right there.
She was like, snake.
I think... No. I think I know what happened. Okay. So, basically... Long story short, okay? I didn't mean to say it, and I thought it meant something else, okay? That's why I said it. And then she's like, do you know what that means? And I was like, yeah, it means this. And she's like, no. That isn't what that means. That is this word, not that word. Never say that word. And I was like, okay.
Never, ever in your life say that word.
Never. If you say it again, I'm killing you.
I will drag you down.
I live in constant fear every time I say that word.
You just say it. Your teacher.
You say it, you just hear knocking from your window.
I hear
like a very slight tap.
Closer and closer. One night I'm gonna be walking down the street and see her behind me just sprinting at me
full speed.
Oh shit, and I just bolt.
Is that like a Walmart and she's like stalking you from like every aisle?
This is off topic, but what should I nickname my Piplup?
The best Pokemon ever, probably, no.
Ludacris. Name it Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Name him whatever your heart desires.
That's not a long
name. I like Logan's idea.
That's
a really long name. I don't think that would fit, Derek. Yeah, Ludacris.
Ludacris.
Alright.
We need to locate a bomb.
Next person, yeah, game manager.
Sorry. Okay, what's another...
Wait. Or is it Dan? It's Danny. Turn.
No, no.
Question?
You did the embarrassing.
No, that was you who asked that.
Yeah, you're the one who said the funny thing.
Yeah.
The funny story. Okay, so it's my turn.
You're a man. Giggity a man.
Okay. What is something that, like, you were, like, obsessed with, or, like, really liked when you were, like, younger, but you, like...
I know yours.
Yeah, you know mine, obviously.
Something that
okay,
I was obsessed with.
First, what you guys are thinking. Oh, mine is... I used to be really obsessed with Jacksepticeye, and I regret it now, because, let me tell you, he's not that good, like, I'm sorry.
I mean, he used to be good back in the day, but...
He used to be good. But, like, I
didn't like
watch
him
religiously.
Good, like, not that good.
I wouldn't watch him, like, forever,
you
know.
You guys don't understand. He would skip out
like,
on every single activity.
Yeah, like, just to when I would be hanging out at Derek's house, like, I would literally go to your house and watch the
Oh, shit! I'm so
I only did that.
I'd be spending the night at your house and still watching Jacksepticeye.
I think you only did that because Derek has way better Wi-Fi than you.
True. Remember, Logan would come over, and then me and Logan would be like playing football or something, and be like, "Hey, yo, Danny, you want to play?" And you're like, "I'm watching YouTube."
And then we like physically had to force you to come outside.
Yeah.
And then
I remember there was this one time, it was like 80 degree weather, and then you were like, it's too cold, I'm going back inside.
Just bailed on us.
Yeah.
And he'll always be like wearing like a long sleeve. Like a thick long sleeve,
like,
and you're like,
and Jacksepticeye hat.
I hated that hat, can I just say? Can I just be the first to say, I hated that hat. I think when you took that hat off, I think you changed. Like, in a good way.
Step up, believe it or not.
the little peep beanie was a step up from the Jacksepticeye hat.
Yeah, somehow.
Wow, Derek said the little peep beanie was a step up. Dang, he really hated me when I was in the Jacksepticeye phase.
No. That was the time I genuinely disliked you.
Yeah.
just hated my parents. Every time you saw my parents pulling in the driveway, you just fucking started frowning. It's like, because they knew that. You're shaking your head.
I was your brother at that time, because you just do nothing.
Wait, you what?
I became best friends with his brother, because,
Yeah, because his brother would actually come outside and play football.
Yeah, his brother would come outside.
Yeah.
I would hate Denny at that time, too, so don't even worry.
Something I used to be obsessed
with. I used to be obsessed with, like, Minecraft videos. Like, obsessed.
Okay, so, like, it's weird. I had, like, phases in YouTube, like, I never watched a lot of people I like, you know? I would always watch one person and watch, like, every single one of their videos, and then I'd just move on to a different person, right?
Same!
So, like, I'd watch, like, Minecraft, like, popular MMOs and DanTDM, and then I went to, like, Vanoss Gaming, and I'd watch, like, all of his videos, and then I stopped watching him, and then I watched Markiplier a lot.
I think my biggest embarrassing YouTube phase I had, besides the Jacksepticeye one, obviously, was I used to watch Quebblecop, unironically.
Who?
Quebblecop. You might know Jelly Slogo Man. He plays with them. He was a terrible GTA YouTuber. He was just all over the top screaming. I hated it so much.
I still watch to this day. Locate the biohazard container. That is. Like McNasty and Soup and all of them. And, like Crispy Concords and Suda.
Yeah. I used to have a big Suda phase.
Suda was so funny. I'd never watched Suda himself, but I'd watch videos that Suda's in, and I thought he was hilarious.
I used to watch like all of Suda's videos and the Crispy Kill Cams.
You guys want to hear something embarrassing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to watch GTA roleplay videos.
You're
That's
kidding.
The only thing I never got into. GTA roleplay.
Oh, that reminds me. My brother used to unironically watch, like, Fortnite roleplay videos. Like, they're really cringy ones.
Remember that one time he asked us to do a Fortnite roleplay?
I don't know why we did. I think,
yeah,
okay.
we can't mention that one on stream.
I think we should have done it,
guys. It was a roleplay of something,
Of a national tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. National tragedy.
That's all we're gonna say.
Anyways. And he wants to roleplay it for some reason.
honestly, you save them by cranking 90s.
Guys. We should have done it, guys. I think that would have made us really big, you know?
Yeah, we should have posted that on YouTube so it got taken down instantly.
Yeah.
Logan Ryan.
Just make like, the title. Just.
Yeah, straight up put the title.
Minecraft. That was another thing I was obsessed with. Minecraft.
Minecraft was cool though.
Yeah, Minecraft's goated.
I would only play Minecraft. No, but like I would only play Minecraft.
Okay. You can't do that.
That's what I used to do.
Remember when you were obsessed with that Slime Rancher game?
Oh, I have a
Slime Rancher. Okay, that game was hard.
I just realized how many more embarrassing
Valley.
Things I have. remember when I was a Fortnite kid?
Okay,
that
guys.
Was not even that long ago.
Danny has like 2,000 hours on Fortnite Switch.
Oh,
I wish we were joking.
On Switch.
Only on Switch, not even.
Only
on
Switch.
Xbox.
That doesn't count the Xbox. And I definitely played more on Xbox. But yeah, no, I literally
on
used.
Switch.
Like, oh my god, what, dude? I think it was like the summer after 7th grade, right? I literally every day I wake up on Fortnite immediately. It was terrible. I'd wake up and play Fortnite all day, and I remember, dude, oh, it was so bad. I didn't quit playing Fortnite, and I started playing, like, season 2, and then I didn't play every day, but I started playing, like, every day around season, like, 7, And I didn't, like, quit until, like, halfway to Season 9, and then I ended up coming back later. And I played through all of that, through all of Season 10, and, yeah, I was embarrassed.
Just a lot of Fortnite.
I'm glad you changed.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Me and Fortnite, I definitely went on and off and then on and off. I played until about 2 to, I want to say 6, and then halfway through 6, I just kind of fell off and stopped playing.
Same.
Number 8 was a great season, so I tried to get back into it, and then I just hated it, so I just couldn't.
You just didn't play then, until, like, Chapter 2 Season 1.
Yeah, Chapter 2.
Which was good.
Danny was still playing Fortnite, believe it or not, so I was like, you know what, I'll try it again. And I don't know why, but that was one of, like, the best.
That was, like, really fun.
Like, it was kind of boring, but, like, it was basic, you know? That's what
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, over-the-top fucking mechs and stuff like that.
Yeah. It was, and then... Then the next one, Secret Agents. That one was
okay. That one's all right.
I like
then Season 3, blue. Season 4, blue. Season 5, blue. Season 6, blue. And then Season 7 is yet to be determined. I'm reinstalling because of Pickle Rick.
Derek.
Spoiler alert, we are reinstalling Fortnite so that we can make a problem video. Right?
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah, so if you have anybody to blame,
the
it is Danky.
Always beg us to play Pro
Fund. We'd be like, we'd hop on, we're like, okay, do you guys want to do Zone or say, can you play Pro Fund?
Can I just say, you guys denied that so quickly, and I would have to play, like, whatever you guys want to play. And I was like, I knew I was so bad at it that I just got, like, so mad and, like, sad.
Yeah. No. Okay, I'm sorry. Not to like this year or anything, but you were terrible at Fortnite.
Yeah, for
a
while.
Not like when we like season like 1 to 5 when like building wasn't really like a thing. Like you were really good at it.
Like when that building came into the equation, I think I remember when you first started building, you would literally just place just ramps straight up. And then there was me because I was like, you know. Fortnite kid at the time, I would just sit there like crank 90s on you and do like super fast edits and kill
yeah,
you.
Yeah, like I haven't played it.
I
like,
used to
f- so bad. And you would just crank on me and I'd be like, oh.
Yeah, I remember it was like really weird to you because like the last time we ever played Fortnite together, I was fucking terrible. And then all of a sudden, I was
and
destroying you.
I quickly learned how to 90 because 90ing is pretty easy, and then I tried to do high ground retakes and all that. No, I'm not good at Fortnite. Yeah. I just can't. I tried.
You were actually still pretty good though. Look at that. I'm gonna buy the battle pass for Rick.
Should we go off to any
Fortnite
right now?
Yes.
Like a whole new like. I knew who
yeah, because we've been not, like on the question scene yeah. for a while now.
What should we do next?
I don't know.
Okay, and that's the end. No.
Oh okay. Yeah. Wait. No. I had a debate. Okay.
A debate.
All right. Let's have a friendly debate.
Friendly.
Hot dogs, a taco or a sandwich.
Taco.
I know the answer to this, but I'm gonna let you guess this.
Well, I say a taco.
What's your reasoning?
Because it's the same shape as a taco, and yeah, but it could also be a sub. It can be a sub as well.
Well, that's a sandwich, Logan.
Yeah, but like, a sub
I would
is
say,
a...
I guess a sandwich because it's. Like, in between bread, but then again, it could be a taco because it's not, like, two pieces of bread because the hot dog bun is just one. I'd say probably a taco.
I'd say a taco as well.
Alright. Well, there's, like, two things I found, okay? So, I don't know if this is proven or not, but according to this one shady-ass website I found, okay? It is a taco, okay?
Now, I agree.
Personally, I think it's the opposite. I think tacos are hot dogs, okay? I don't think hot dogs are tacos.
Why are you saying that?
Because, now, let's define hot dog, okay? In a generalized statement, Okay, maybe not like a hot dog, like a sub, okay? Define sub, okay? It is something in between a piece of bread that wraps around, okay? Right?
Okay,
now, a taco...
I would just like to say, I'll be right back, I need to use the bathroom, okay? So, be right back.
Are you still talking about this?
Can you team kill me so I don't get kicked? Right.
Alright, so here's what I think, alright? So if we define it with me in like, in whatever, in between a piece of wrapped around bread, right?
Mhm.
And a taco is a tortilla, right? Now, so if you define taco as tortilla that's wrapping around stuff, then technically bread isn't a tortilla, right? So I don't think a hot dog is a taco.
Okay.
I think a taco is a hot dog because a tortilla is a type of bread, you know? Maybe not hot dog, like a sub sandwich. Tacos are sub sandwiches. That's what I think.
Okay.
What do you think?
I mean, you can think about it like that. Friendly operator remaining. I think that a hot dog is a taco.
Yeah. So there's this one website I found, okay? Where biohazard container. Basically, it's like a generalized rule, okay? If it's a bread, and then stuff like on top of the bread, for example, like a pizza, that is considered a toast, okay?
A toast?
So pizza is a toast, right?
Yeah.
Toast is a toast. In that statement, I guess a Pop-Tart would be toast, right?
It's weird.
Now, if it is, like, in between two things, two pieces of bread and stuff in between, that's a sandwich, okay?
Okay. Makes sense.
So, like, you know, just basic sandwiches. Now, if it's covering three sides with the bread, it's a taco, like Subway sandwich and stuff. Now, here's where it gets weird. I don't know if I agree with this, okay? If it's covering four sides, okay, and leaving out two... It is considered a sushi.
What? I mean, what else would it be?
So for example, an open-ended soft taco is a sushi. Like if you roll it all the way around. Or like a burrito, an open-ended burrito is a sushi.
I think it's more of a burrito than a sushi.
Yeah, I'd say it, like a sushi is more of a burrito than a burrito is a sushi, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I find the flaw.
Guys, now, can we move on? My brain can't handle this.
No, I'm almost done, okay? Now,
I don't get it.
Five of the six sides, okay? Get this. It is considered a bread bowl, okay?
Can I get a bread bowl?
5 seconds left.
Yeah. What's an example of a bread bowl?
Remember when you guys took my bread?
You're supposed to say what would you like in water. It?
That was funny. Bread water, dude.
That tasted awful. Why did we do that?
You guys wasted
Derek
my
started
bread.
To do it, and I just went along with it. And then I ate two bowls of barbecue chips because I was actually hungry.
Yeah, my parents hate you now. I'm just joking.
Yeah, I bet they do.
Now this last rule, okay? This one I kind of agree with, okay? If you have a substance and it is wrapped completely with bread, no sides showing, then it is a calzone. Right? For example,
I haven't had a calzone in forever.
Pizza roll is a calzone.
Wait, so a crunch wrap is a calzone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kick ass.
Now this could have broader terms, right? For example, like, if that's true, then technically fried chicken would be a calzone.
Prevent further access. Huh?
Because it's covered in bread.
Oh, fried chicken. I thought you just said regular chicken.
Fried chicken is a calzone.
Yeah, I guess. By that law, it is.
Epic. If it has no bread at all, then I don't know. There's no bread.
Okay.
Okay, next topic.
You guys want to do
scary?
You guys want to do scary stories, or do you want to do the telephone?
Let's let the viewers decide.
If they can't.
Our one viewer, all right.
Hi, Cameron.
I can only assume it's Cameron.
Cameron, if it is you, type in the chat. And if it isn't you, still type in the chat.
You are not watching, type it. Specifically, Cameron. If you're the viewer, don't type it. If you're Cameron, type it. Simple. Diesel. Diesel, do you want to decide?
Too quiet.
So you're awful quiet. Is everything okay?
It's a little,
You just asked if you're not
shy.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Alright.
He hasn't said much since the entire podcast, Dirk.
Yeah. First of all, that was me who said that.
You okay?
We can be like, we take turns at saying a word. Sorry, not telephone.
We're gonna be able to hear each other.
I didn't mean telephone.
Okay, we form a sentence. Is that what you're trying to get at?
Yes. I keep on saying telephone for some reason.
Okay, somebody's gotta keep track of the words so we figure out what we said at the end.
Here, I'll type it out on note.
Alright. I'm good.
Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, me munching. Okay.
So,
we're waiting on that. Opinion on talkies, guys.
The order's gonna go, Derek, Danny, me. Okay.
D-Man, Daniel, Pretzelman.
Okay. Derek, start us it off.
I.
Aw.
Wait.
Did you say I?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, I ate bananas
with
okay.
Asparagus.
With asparagus. Because
my
mom.
Dislikes
greasy
foods
as
she hates greasy foods as bananas. what am I supposed to say there?
You're supposed to end the sentence there, Logan.
Fine.
You were supposed to say ass.
Take it back. I'll take it back. Period.
Thank you.
That was a pretty good sentence, I think.
No, it wasn't.
This is a horrible sentence. I ate bananas with asparagus because my mom dislikes greasy foods.
Epic. Alright, so maybe we should have a topic on this next one instead of hearing random bullshit.
And then, we're gonna have the same order as well. I think the topic should be, like, a love story.
Love story, okay. Kay. My
wife.
Thanks.
Sorry. I'm
stupid.
Because
she
is
stupid.
I was hoping Derek was gonna say my wife thinks I'm stupid because I was hoping Derek was gonna say I'm so I could be like because I'm stupid.
So what is it so far?
It's my wife thinks I'm stupid because she is stupid.
But
I am too stupid. Isn't this supposed to be a love story?
Yeah, it's a love story.
I know a way to make it into a love story. Y'all are cooperating now.
Okay.
It's your turn, Danny. He said what, and.
What was Derek's word? And, lasagna.
Lasagna.
Is...
That's already thought of!
Lasagna. Out of all the words. Okay.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I gotta go potty again. Hold on. I'll be right back.
You didn't plan like fucking oh, no. He didn't go. Sorry. He just walked in there. Go.
Wow, I forgot what I went in there for. Anyways, I'll be right back.
Okay. he walked in the bathroom. He was like, wait.
Oh my god. Okay, so. So, how was your day?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Are there any, like, really embarrassing stories?
So,
Of, like, your younger self? Other than the Tobuscus.
So, yeah, it was 4th to 5th grade, at school was having a talent show. And I put on stage and sang, Tobuscus song.
Is there anything you were, like, really afraid of as a child that is just completely stupid now?
My dad, no, I'm joking.
Because I know I had a few.
Like, okay, give me, like, an example.
Okay, for example, I used to be scared that I would get eaten by a dinosaur. I was always scared that, like I'd be in my room and I'd be like, oh no, what if there's, like, a dinosaur behind me? Like, that's, like,
okay. No, for some reason, as a kid, I thought about this. There was someone in my house, and they were gonna kill me.
Because oh, that reminds me. Okay.
In my house, it was always pitch black, and we left our doors open, and there would be like clues hanging on like a door in the hallway, and it always looked like a person was at the door staring at us. So, I'm afraid of the dark because of that.
Are you still afraid of the dark?
Yeah.
You need, like, a nightlight on.
I need sound to fall asleep, you know?
Yeah. I don't need light. I need, like, white noise to fall asleep, usually. Unless, like, I'm just completely out of it.
Okay, what did it remind you of?
So every time I'm stuttering a lot.
Okay.
So I basically almost like halfway live at my house and my grandma's house, right?
Yeah.
So I used to be at my grandma's house a lot more when I was younger because she would like babysit us as my mom went to work and stuff.
Wow.
And my great grandmother died in one of the rooms in that house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my sisters would always tell me that her ghost haunts, like, that room and stuff, right? So
yeah.
I would never, ever, ever go in there because I was always scared that, like...
Okay, I'm back.
She was going to, like, scare me.
I would like to formally apologize.
Anyway, we're talking about irrational fears we had as a child.
But we're still doing the thing. We're just waiting for you.
Irrational fears. Well... Okay, hear me out. So, when I was really young, Derek told me about this little game called Five Nights at Freddy's, and I was terrified.
But now you're
addicted. Of Freddy. Now I'm addicted. It's bad.
Yeah, and I got in trouble for it. I was terrified. Scared or nightmares over any game or movie.
Okay.
Over.
Okay, let's go back to the sentence making.
Alright. So,
the last word was lasagna. Taste.
Like.
Anya.
I get you. I knew you were gonna say it. Because.
It's.
Is that your turn, Danny?
Oh, I thought he said. I thought he said of. Yeah,
wait,
exactly.
So you said of it. So
of it.
Huh? Lasagna tastes like lasagna because of it.
Of it.
Because of
it. I. What?
You said of it.
No, I said of it. Like of its,
like
its I was assuming
like
you were gonna say like
I like these cockies because of its
it's it. Okay, got you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Huh?
Lasagna tastes like lasagna.
Meaty. it's meaty. What's your,
what did you say,
your word?
I said goodness.
Meaty goodness.
Of its goodness. Of its meaty goodness.
Oh, this is a love story. Okay, we need to like tie the dots together.
Okay. Period. Where am I supposed to go from that?
Say like, and we loved each other because the lasagna made us go.
Yeah, we gotta wrap it around.
That's...
The meaty goodness of the lasagna showed us that we were stupid after all. That'd be a love story.
This is the worst love story
so
ever.
Stupid. Can you read the sentence to us, please?
My wife. Let's do a new sentence. That one sucks.
No, I'll read it. Read it.
My wife thinks I'm stupid. Because she is stupid, but I'm stupid, and lasagna is like lasagna because of the meat goodness.
Alright. That's a high quality.
I was hoping that when Logan said because, you were gonna say it's Derek, and I was gonna say because it's lasagna.
That's what I thought I was going to.
Lasagna tastes like lasagna because it's lasagna.
This next topic should be horror.
What?
Like horror. Like a horror.
Horror. I thought you said horror.
I could tell like, that's what you thought he said.
Okay. You were just baffled.
You're like, what?
I could do that sentence. Okay. Once.
I
walked
okay.
around
the
forest
alone
because
it
is
funny.
Only
when
it's
midnight
o'clock
what
Tuesday
midnight o'clock Tuesday what
yes sir.
Only when it's midnight o'clock Tuesday. That's all
you got. Okay, I guess we're gonna rob that.
We suck at this game, guys.
Daddy, that's funny. You could have said, like, it's watching. That is funny.
Because it's funny.
It's watching me, or, like, it's because it's.
It's kind of comical. Diesel. Come here.
You ruined it, Daddy.
Sorry, I blame Diesel. Caught me all off.
Right. Diesel did nothing.
Yes, he did. It. He was laying by me.
That was a good sentence.
You want me to read the sentence?
Yeah.
Once I walked around the forest alone, because it is funny only when it's midnight o'clock Tuesday.
Yep, that's relatable.
What should this next one be?
Average day of Logan, okay.
Average day of me.
First?
I.
Wake.
Up.
And.
I.
Feel.
Feel.
Yeah.
Tired.
What do I feel? Tired? Okay. So.
I.
Go.
Eat.
Lasagna.
I know it. With. I'm not gonna say lasagna. With salad.
Wait, what did Danny say?
He said with.
Oh, with salad. After.
I'm.
What do you say?
I'm.
I'm done.
I.
Put
away
my
plate.
This one's pretty normal so far.
Soon
May.
What?
May.
May, like the month?
Like soon may, like.
But I know, but like the spelling is like the month.
Soon may God shall
okay.
Strike upon me.
Okay.
Okay. You run by that by me. What did he say?
Soon may.
That's the worst word you could have picked. Out of the whole dictionary.
I.
Go.
Get
a
hot Eric.
It's okay, take your time.
Steam.
Cup
of.
Joe.
Thank you for saying come Joe.
That's
hot.
Francesca. Soon may I shall get a hot steamy cup of.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you guys say?
That's hot.
Coffee.
On.
That's an awful hot coffee.
Oh, it's like you're telling like people who don't know what cup of joe means.
I was trying to get you to say that's on God.
Oh.
You know, that's hot and coffee.
That's hot coffee
too. That's hot coffee. That's hot coffee, baby. No.
That's hot coffee.
I feel like we should have put like fucking like what on like.
That's a period, and then we start a new sentence, but going off of the first sentence, right?
Okay. Danny, start this next sentence.
Then.
That's still an awful hot. Then, okay. I.
Feel.
Better.
So.
Wait, can I change my word? Can I change my word?
Fine.
I feel hot.
So.
So I.
Regurgitate.
Regurgitate?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to spell regurgitate. Regurgitate. I found it. My.
Sorry.
And
wait, no, I feel better, so
no, I feel
no,
hot.
I feel warm.
So I
feel hot.
Oh, warm.
Oh, yeah, I feel warm.
Warm. So I regurgitate my coffee is what I was gonna go
that's,
for.
That's so what that. I thought.
He,
oh!
So he drank coffee for no reason.
So
no, his
no,
inside.
No, we have to go that, with insides.
That includes his coffee.
I had internal organs.
okay, you do the next one. Danny.
Then.
I.
Call.
Your.
Uncle.
Welder.
So
one, but, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to go for. E. Okay.
It's
lunch.
Oh.
What did he say?
Did you say so?
All.
Call.
All.
All. A-L.
Over.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
A Paul McCartney.
Hey, Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Period.
Okay, I'm thinking like a Paul McCartney like album or something. Not a Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, you know, I figured you'd continue it, not just say period.
Nah.
Afterwards.
I.
Stop.
What?
Stop.
Is.
Yeah, I know. And then what?
Is.
Bothering.
Me.
On.
That.
Terrific.
Cruise ship.
What did you say?
Cruise ship.
I was hoping you were gonna say like Thursday or like
yeah,
Saturday afternoon,
I thought you were...
but no, fucking cruise ship. Then.
Then. My.
Father.
Starts
harassing
women.
And then then
I
kill
women
two
Satan.
Satan. Okay.
So
he
accepts.
Huh?
Accepts.
Accepts?
Accepts!
Accepts, okay.
Accepts? Me.
Period.
Alright, let's hear that sentence again. Let's hear that epic story.
Okay, the whole thing. Story. So this is the daily life in me, okay, I just want to say. First I wake up and I feel so tired. So I go eat lasagna with salad. After I'm done, I put away my plate. Soon may I go get a costume makeup for Joe. That's hot coffee. Then I feel warm, so I regurgitate my insides. Then I call your local welder, so he regurgitates his lunch all over Paul McCartney.
Can I just say, Logan, I wanted you to say, I said your, and I was hoping you were going to say mom, but local welder is okay, too.
I know that's what you're trying to go for, so I was like, I'm going to just leave this on somewhere else. I'm trying to go for local authorities. But
oh, I was thinking Danny was going to say 911, but... He said your, and I was like, he's probably trying to say your mom, isn't he?
Yeah, I knew that. Yes. I was like, your mom.
I started laughing.
Afterwards, I stop what is bothering me on that terrific cruise ship. Then my father starts harassing women. Then I kill women who stay in, so he accepts me.
Epic story!
It's a great story. We should write a book, guys.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Like, we should do one more thing. Is my mic muted? We can do that.
We can do that.
What do you think, Danny?
Yeah, sure.
So it's basically a try not to laugh. And if they don't laugh, you just go, is my mic muted?
Pretty simple.
Is my mic muted? Try to, like, voice crack, too, when you're at it.
Am I not me?
Again, so I have a question. Are we supposed to be purposely unfunny trying to get them to laugh?
Well, I think that's what it is at first, but just
try. No, I think you should try to make them laugh.
Yeah, just in general. Right? So, we'll go time to, like...
Think of jokes.
Think of something. Yeah. No, like... playing videos or anything.
Yeah.
It's gotta be a joke. Okay. Be like an anti-joke or anything.
Hey guys. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey
guys. I wanna know who my favorite president is.
Who?
Andrew Jackson.
Motherfucker. Jonathan Fitzgerald Kennedy is so much better.
Dang,
you could say if Lincoln was killed in the drop of a hat.
Then you could.
Obamacare. Reason to.
But like muted.
More like Michelle.
My mic muted.
Right. My mic muted.
Let's take turns, okay? So it'll go Logan, Danny, me. Logan, Danny.
I gotta start.
Yeah.
I don't know any good jokes.
Five, four.
Okay, guys, I know three good jokes. The first two are amazing, but the last one is gold. Amazing, amazing.
Okay, gold. Let's hear them. Wow. I'm gonna see that one.
Come on, get it.
All right, so Logan has 0 points.
Dagnabbit. Danny, your turn.
No.
Yes, it is.
It's Dirk's turn. Oh, my bad. What if they made Slurp Juice green like Pickle Rick? Could you imagine you drink the Pickle Richard Fortnite Slurp Juice and it turns into Pickle Ricardo? Bro, I would be on the floor raffling, not gonna lie. That would be so fucking epic. Imagine if you could be Pickle Rick IRL. Hello? Is my mic here?
Not gonna lie, you almost got me because you called him Ricardo.
Poor Ricardo.
Alright, so that's another 0 points. Alright, my turn, I guess.
I sound so depressed.
Bad at jokes, too.
Dude, right, you're depressed. So,
my wife gave birth today, and after thanking the doctor, I pulled him aside and cheaply asked, "How soon do you think we'll be able to have sex?" He winked at me and said, "I'm off duty in 10 minutes. Meet me in the car park." That was on fire. I don't know why I read that. I was browsing jokes and I saw that one and it looked like it was gonna be funny at first.
Sorry. I got a good
one. Logan.
So I'm gonna give you like a backstory to this joke. So you're in fourth or fifth grade, okay? That's just the backstory. And, you're at a talent show as well. And this kid comes up. Her is, Tokus guarding.
What the hell?
And he's all terrified. And then, he actually nails, talent show.
Down to one friendly.
You want a POV of the talent show?
Yeah.
This song is dramatic, but I'm bad at writing words. That's all you get.
I almost
left there. Okay, I was waiting for
that. Good one! Alright. Did it.
Okay.
I'm gonna have some.
So.
All friendlies have been eliminated.
Let's just hypothetically say. Somebody just thought that they were bipolar, right? But instead of saying that, they called it, and I quote, a mental chillness. How would that make you guys feel?
A mental illness?
Yes. Well, fuck your opinion, because Toby Keith walked so Future could run. Oops, it's a beautiful seer. Oh, my goodness.
Okay,
oh my god, you almost got me there. We were so quiet.
I almost started laughing because you were taking so long.
That's exactly the point.
Okay. Shit. What is something that'd be downright hilarious? I'm gonna look through my gallery real quick. Alright. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Crushed ice. Wait for it.
Recover the hostage.
Wait for it.
God damn it.
Alright, I got one person.
Yeah.
You almost got me because you could hear like the buzzing from the mic.
You just kept saying wait for it.
I didn't know that. I figured there was a chance of having Danny live. So I just said it, and I was like, oh shit, what else do I have? Wait for it.
The hostage has been located. 5 seconds.
What's another thing?
That was genius of me.
What's the inside joke that we all have?
What is it?
Dang, I don't know any jokes. As I said, I'm unfunny.
Logan, I'll send you one. Hold on.
No, I don't need any of your help. I'm not a coward.
You're taking this, like, personally.
It's funny you should say that. That's exactly what this joke involves.
Dang. I don't know it. Yeah, can you send me that joke?
You're not gonna laugh at it. So don't send
it. I might, actually. This is fucking hilarious. Trust me.
Send me it.
I sent it to you as a stamp.
Hang on. I'm killing people right now. Got a nasty headshot. I'm kind of in the middle of a war. So don't mind
me. I'll tase the hostage. Tase. You mean friendly fire. Let's grab the hostage and dip.
Like on friendly fire, am I right?
Logan, where are you going? Go this way!
No, trust me,
trust me. Easily just won right now. Because you would have already been out here. Oh my god, Logan.
Don't worry.
One op, four remaining. Here, just come out. Come over here! Go! Turn around! Oh my god.
Trust me.
What?
Where am I?
You just ran a lap around the
place. Where am I?
Oh my god, if we lose this now...
See, that's my plan! Right,
thank god.
Okay. Watch this.
What? You like guessed for a little bit. Alright.
Hey, you guys ready for my joke?
Yeah.
So a blue whale's vagina is so big and deep that 5 to 6 men can easily lay down inside of it, making it the world's next largest vagina after France in World War II. I said the P word, so I couldn't say that.
Pussy? See, yeah. That would have made it kind of fun.
Hang on, you want to know the funniest part about this joke? Smigaloy Johnson posted this on Twitter.
Danny, why do you laugh at that?
Because she come with.
Oh wait, or were you trying to make me say the top one up there?
It was definitely
something,
the one
something
you
at all when I say Minecraft and politics should pick. And politics just shouldn't flip in Twitter. Oh, is my mic muted? Did I get a point from that?
Uh-uh.
No. I thought Danny laughed.
Good.
So I did get a point?
No, I exhaled.
Oh. Heartbeat sensor activated. Danny, your turn!
Oh! I don't wanna.
Oh, okay. Derek, your turn.
No, it's Danny's turn.
I don't know.
No.
Danny, are you sleep deprived enough to think random equal funny?
Yes. So that's why I'm not gonna get any points.
Pineapple Old Square.
Bender, finally over. 16 hours of sleep acquired. Gaming shortly. Hotel Trivago. The baby. Let's go.
Op 4 has a 20 on the hostage.
Sorry, I was reading my to-do list. That isn't funny. Hold on.
Your to-do list consists of something about the baby and Trivago.
Yeah.
It's a weird to-do list.
Distant showers would probably turn me into a rapper the way I'd be dropping bars.
Prison.
Get it?
I did it.
Swapping mags!
Fortnite. Okay, anyway. It's my mag. Hold on.
Eric, your turn. D-Man.
What?
You should have seen it.
Wait.
You should have seen it, Danny. You should have seen it. He like had a bomb and he like activated it. He killed himself and he went flying.
Activated. I forgot I placed it there. Okay. Well. Okay. My joke. So.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five drive.
Guys, I think so. See?
Ah.
Wait for it.
That was my win.
I'm sorry. You got me there. Is it the way?
That
sorry.
Was my warm up joke. The name.
But you're like, wait.
Wait, what? This is what he's waiting for. Alright, ready?
Yeah.
Now, let's say. Hypothetically, alright? Mm-hmm. Let's say you wake up with your girlfriend, okay? Because after 5 full years of being together, because she was a communist.
Mm-hmm.
You should have known, because all of the red flags were there. Wait for it.
God damn it!
Let's go.
I can't handle it. You just keep not ending it. You just keep going. Wait for it. And it just. I can't fucking handle it, dude.
I don't know how else to do good jokes, okay? Danny, so far you have 0. Logan, you have 1. And I have 3.
Because the wait for it.
That's my secret weapon, alright? You guys can't steal it from me either. It'd be plagiarism. Your turn, Logan. We'll go one more round, alright?
I might get a little hate for this, okay? But I'll say it. So one day, my girlfriend said, "Dang, you're a prostitute." I mean, no, hang on. Can I restart? Right. I didn't mean prostitute.
Yeah.
Anywho. So one day, my girlfriend told me that I was a pedophile. Wait for it. I said, that was a big word for a 5-year-old. Wait for it. Up top, anybody, up top. My mic muted.
There we go.
Holy shit. That took everything in me not to laugh, because that joke isn't funny! And that's why I almost
laughed. I also failed it, I almost said, I'm a prostitute.
Yeah. How many diesels does it take to fill a room?
17.
Oh, yeah. A fucking lot. Get it? Because if the room's big, it's gonna take a lot of diesels.
How did you laugh at that, Logan?
I'm disappointed in you!
Because you had to explain it.
What would take a lot of diesel?
A lot! Okay, so joke explained, alright.
You still have to say the line.
The line. Am I right? Oh my, I'm hilarious. Anyway. Well,
you need to keep the hostage secure. All right. By the room.
You had to explain it.
Ow, bitch.
It would take a lot of diesels.
Because the room's right. Big.
Ready, guys?
Yeah.
I'm ready.
What did the German butcher say to the Irish pancake?
What?
Prepare for assault. I'm walking here! What?
5 seconds. Are you okay, Danny?
No.
Danny's like sweating.
I'm trying.
Like veins are popping. Like yeah, his veins are popping out.
I am trying.
By the way, Logan, you just laughed right there.
I'm laughing because of the situation of Danny.
Counts.
I'm trying so hard not to.
Situational irony at its finest. Am I right?
It is.
Actually,
up top. All right. I'm walking here.
You're not getting the point, by the way.
I'm walking here.
God damn it! I can't hold it. You just kept not ending it. Like, why?
That's an awful hot coffee pot.
We're like awful right. Cold.
Up top. Okay, so this is my final act of the day. Okay, ready?
Final act?
Yeah. No! You already won!
Oh, I got 7 kills that whole game.
I'm gonna do an impression of Cameron whenever he,
speaks.
Whenever he, gets mad at his dad because he says that he's yelling too much, right? Dad. So, you need to stop getting mad at me.
What? What?
You laughed!
Yeah, because I'm gonna hear you. You like got all quiet. You're like, you can't be mad at me.
That's an awful hot coffee pot.
Well, I don't get the camera joke.
Fine, I'll re-say the joke. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
So, I'm POV, okay? You're Cameron, and his dad yells at him for, like, screaming, okay? Hey, Dad. Stop yelling. I'm not yelling.
They just have a quiet conversation.
All right.
I'm not yelling.
Hey, Dad.
Shut up, fucking.
They're like out of the dinner table, and they all just talk quiet.
Yeah, it's like I'm walking it.
Sorry. Cameron's like, I'm not yelling. They're like, they're across the table. Cameron's like, hey, Mom. You pass the salt.
They're like escalator kissing, you know?
My fighting your little salt. Can you please pet the salt, Mom?
Pass the oregano, huh?
They're like all sitting like all close. They're like, hey.
Fuck.
Cameron's like, Dad.
You're like a screamo man, but like it's 6 a.m. so you're trying not to wake up your parents. You know, it's like,
it just sounds like a wind.
Okay, let me redo your joke, okay? So POV, you're Cameron and Zad yells at me. You want to get ready?
Just blow on each other. Why are you across the green, brother?
My mic muted.
Fuck.
I mean, they still laughed earlier at the joke, so...
Yeah. I laughed because of the joke about Cameron. Because I can see like Cameron all like shy talking to his dad.
He's like, hey, Dad.
How you doing, man? But he's trying to be cool at the same time.
Hey, I don't mean that note. Right.
I think that's a good note to end the podcast on, right? What do you guys think?
I think we extended it a little too long, or else we wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, this is
yeah,
terrible.
The last quarter of the entire podcast was terrible.
Yeah, storytelling.
What was your guys' favorite part?
Okay, so recap, alright?
Recap.
Of this podcast. My favorite part is definitely the story about your everyday life.
That was my favorite part as well.
My favorite part was when I named my Piplup Ludacris.
That's really sad.
My favorite part was when I got that nutty one tap with the SMB.
Don't ever use nutty one tap and ever again.
I got Jericho, by the way, just so you know.
Jericho? Is that your new
My
son?
Blue.
Oh, there he goes.
My blue.
Oh.
You still have that?
Yeah, dude. He's not deflated yet.
We should pop
just
it.
Go.
Alright. I'll catch you guys in the next
Wait. No, we have to do the epic outro. Okay, you ready? Peace out, bruh.